One company that's had its share of trouble from asbestos lawsuits is Halliburton. Its stock was riding high in 2000 when Dick Cheney left his post as CEO of the oil services company, but its value has fallen dramatically during the past year. In just one day last December, the stock price dropped 40%. The sell-off was prompted by the news of three large asbestos verdicts against the company, totaling $150 million. It's a financial burden that originated with an acquisition deal Cheney struck in 1998, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
It was a duck hunting trip in the winter of 1998 that reportedly got the deal going. Dick Cheney, then CEO of Halliburton, met up with William Bradford, then CEO of Halliburton's competitor, Dresser Industries. Shooting ducks and talking business, the men, according to media accounts, decided a union of their two companies made sense. Halliburton specialized in management of oil field services, and Dresser was known for engineering and manufacturing, making things like drill bits and flexible pipe. These products help get oil out of the ground, but some also contained the cancer-causing substance asbestos. Maryland attorney Charles Smith has defended several corporations in asbestos litigation. He says it seems the Halliburton executives who handled the acquisition of Dresser weren't paying attention to Dresser's asbestos problems.
I think somewhere along the line, someone didn't do enough due diligence. It's not like asbestos liability is something that even non-sophisticates aren't aware of.
Dresser's asbestos exposure was not hidden. The company had settled thousands of claims, and back in 1994, a jury found Dresser guilty of wrongfully making or distributing products that contain asbestos. In this case, Dresser, along with two other defendants, were ordered to pay $9 million to six plaintiffs who were sick with asbestos-related diseases. But Don Langvoort of Georgetown University says concerns about asbestos may have been put aside in the rush to get the acquisition finalized quickly.
There is a strong bias, especially when you've been working 18, 20-hour days negotiating these deals, and you see big fees, big payoffs right in front of you if you get the deal done, to want to get the deal done. And any thought that might throw a monkey wrench into the works is one you're a bit averse to.
The Halliburton-Dresser merger, finalized in September of 1998, created the globe's largest oil services company with $16 billion in combined revenue. Stock analysts covering the industry, including Jeff Kieberts of Solomon Smith Barney, looked favorably upon the deal at the time. In order to speak with NPR, Kieberts was required by new corporate accountability rules to make this disclaimer.
I need to point out that Halliburton is an investment banking client of the firm, and that an officer or director of Halliburton is a director of Citigroup.
Citigroup is the parent company of Solomon. Kiebert says at the time of the Halliburton-Dresser acquisition, no one was focused on asbestos.
The issue of asbestos liability, I would say, was pretty much a back burner or sideshow issue and was very much not a focal point in regards to this particular merger.
That's because most analysts believe asbestos litigation was on the decline. Workers exposed to the substance had been suing for two decades. It was thought that those who had a case had already brought suit. But the Supreme Court was sending a different message. In 1997, a year before the merger, the court upheld a ruling that protected the rights of people who'd been exposed to asbestos to sue, even if they weren't yet sick. Walter Dellinger, former Solicitor General of the U.S., says corporate America did not realize the significance of this decision at the time.
No one foresaw what was going to happen with asbestos.
Dellinger says, to everyone's surprise, about half the Fortune 500 has been dragged into asbestos litigation.
You have a phenomenon in which, as one observer put it, people who are not sick at the moment are suing people who never made the stuff.
And clearly, Halliburton fits this category. It acquired a company that used asbestos in its products. But its decision to buy Dresser came after this new wave of litigation had begun. So questions will linger. Dick Cheney was given a $1 million bonus the year of the merger, but the deal may end up costing the company hundreds of millions more. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.